This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On your mind, 1-800-228-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or 701-258-0550. You can text me, Todd Mitchell, 701-226-8503, right in studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. If you text Scott, he'll get it later because he's busy bailing on the, before they start sweeping the place and sweep him off his feet.
Whoa. Bailing? What are you talking about?
Well, you're having to.
Oh, not, yeah,
not bailing. They're everybody's bailing. Everybody's having
this is a forced bailing. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, there's no way in the world you're bailing on an epic day like this. We have a sitting president coming to North Dakota. How many times has that happened in the past? And yes, I realized the last president came, he came to Cannonball and basically left, and you know, I didn't get an invite to that.
Let me ask, who was the previous president before that? Well, George W. Bush was here a couple of times, stumping for Social Security reform.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
What president has made North Dakota such an integral part of the backdrop of his message, like what is happening today, though?
No, I think you're right. I think that's, you know, that's what, of course, President Obama ignored when he visited. However, President Trump is celebrating, and you heard that from Kellyanne Conway with us last hour. You know, so I think it's this American energy renaissance that's going on. I think it's a great example of how to grow the economy, and you're seeing that play out, and that's why they're using us as a backdrop. So that's an important part of it. I think also we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that look what's going on right now in the world, all right? You've got a serious international crisis with North Korea doing what they're doing, right? That's no small thing. And you have a Hurricane Harvey cleanup effort on top of a Hurricane Irma barreling in the Caribbean, worst ever hurricane, strongest ever in the Atlantic, ever in recorded history. You got to be kidding me. That's just absolutely phenomenal. So, you know, all of those are, I think, important dynamics to, you know, what's happening right now when you consider the president in the middle of all that is coming here on something obviously very, very important in tax reform, and also sees North Dakota as a key component in that because you come to states where you have a lot of supporters and you have a member of the congressional delegation that is on the other team. And politically has been everywhere else. So this is all about pressuring Heidi Heitkamp. I happen to think Heidi Heitkamp has to vote for tax reform because tax reform is wildly popular in North Dakota. Off the charts, recent polling, Axios polling, 74%. So put yourself in this position. Okay, I'm a senator looking for reelection. I've got 32% saying they'll vote to reelect me as senator. I got an issue over here that has 70% approval. Am I going to vote for or against it, right? So, but it's interesting because to me, the story today is Donald Trump's coming to North Dakota, a state with great energy development, with a great cross-section of people from all walks of life who would benefit from this to make the case for it. But much of the national media is focusing on the fact that Senator Heitkamp is along, and that's part of the reason he's here. That's what we asked Kellyanne about. Also was the subject of Fox and Friends this morning in a debate with Corey Lewandowski, the former campaign manager for Donald Trump, who was asked about this and talked about the tax reform debate today. We have that extra. Go ahead and play it, Todd.
All right. Well, something that everybody is waiting on is tax reform. And it is something that the president has started to travel the country with these rallies about this real need for tax reform. He's heading to North Dakota later today. He's going to be joined by a Democratic senator, Heidi Heitkamp. She's known to be pretty vulnerable in that state in the next election. You say this is a really important thing to have happen, to have the president there with a Democratic senator.
I do, because if you look at the last election, Donald Trump won in 10 states where incumbent Democrat senators are up for re-election next year. These are the types of individuals who could cross the line to support him to get good tax reform done. That tax reform has to include lowering the corporate tax. The president wants that 15%. It has to include more deductions for the middle class, and it has to include the repatriation of money sitting overseas so we can bring that money back and put it to use here in the United States. These are simple things that it is a nonpartisan issue. Everybody can agree that that's what we should be doing so that the United States is more competitive. Yep. And I think him going to North Dakota with a U.S. senator who is fundamentally aligned with trying to get something done on the tax reform is a very smart decision.
Corey,
by the president,
President was up tweeting this about 50 minutes ago. He tweeted this about the trip. He said, "We'll be going to North Dakota today to discuss tax reform and tax cuts. We are the highest tax nation in the world. That will change." Of course, Heidi Heitkamp will be the first Democrat to travel on Air Force One with the president. She's also very vulnerable. Her approval rating's at 30%. I got a text from a grassroots conservative from North Dakota this morning saying, "Hey, we want to beat her in the 2018 elections. Can she work constructively to get a tax reform bill done?" But ultimately, she votes against this president a lot too. So there's a lot to thread, the political threat needles to thread here.
Well, that's exactly right. But North Dakota is a state that has historically been represented by Republicans. The president won it by a massive majority. And he understands his popularity there. And what he's trying to do is trying to bring people together,
right?
Because it's important to get the tax package done. You're not going to get it done with just the 52 Republicans. You need some bipartisan support. And with 10 incumbent senators who are up for re-election in states that Donald Trump won, this is one of those targets right now that the president can have a major impact.
Yeah, there's so much resist right now. There's so much resistance to what the president's trying to do. We should all applaud moments like this where it's like, you know what, we're trying to do the right thing for the country. And the fact that she is vulnerable and she's going on Air Force One just shows what the constituents are wanting. And they're wanting tax reform.
And Corey, I was reading
the American people.
Absolutely. I was reading this morning in one of the papers about how Wall Street seems to be running out of steam because they don't think the president's tax plan is going to get through. Do you have a prediction?
We're going to see some type of tax package completed. My concern is it may not get done before December, and I think that's a real problem because the closer we get to an election, as you know, the less risk-averse these members of Congress are. It has to get done. We have to cut the corporate rate. We have to make sure that we're repatriating that money, and we have to give more deductions to those middle-class working families so they can have more money in their pocketbooks. This has to be the priority of Congress, but when you've got 12 legislative calendar days in the entire month, it doesn't seem like they get a lot of work done.
Yeah, working hard.
That's
And I kind of dare them with the grassroots to pass a comprehensive immigration reform package without a wall, because I don't think the president would go for that.
We'll see what happens.
I agree.
Corey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Good to see you, Corey.
Very interesting. So there you get a little of the angle of how the national media is playing. That was Corey Lewandowski on Fox and Friends. So it was Steve Doocy and Pete Hegseth and I forget who else on there talking about this issue and banning back and forth on what it would be. I'm curious what our listeners think, you know, of the effort by Heidi Heitkamp. I'm kind of a mixed opinion on it, to tell you the truth. Number one, this issue is that important. In other words, there are no rules. There should be no rules when it comes to getting tax reform passed because of what it can do for average, everyday Americans, what it can do for our economy, okay? So, In that sense, look, do whatever you got to do. If it's an Air Force One trip, if it's, hey, come on out here, that's great. Cynically, the flip side of that to me says, look, you've got a senator in real political trouble. She is crisscrossing the country raising money. Go look. I just looked the other day at her fundraising report. You can't believe how many places she's been to get money. I mean, it's everywhere. 6% of the money is from North Dakota. So the vast majority of it is from somewhere else. She's in real political trouble. She knows it. Okay, I'm not even completely convinced she's going to run because of the numbers and what they show. I really am not. So then, if she's going to vote for it anyway, she gets the ability to say, "Hey, I voted for this. You know, I was, you know, I worked with the president." Sort of that shtick that came from the campaign. So I'm curious if you're paying attention to that, if it matters to you. Heard from a few folks that are a little upset about it. I get that, but I'm curious what your take is on it as well at 800-228-0550. And the bigger story is the 45th president of the United States will be in Mandan, North Dakota today, making the case about some very important legislation to your future, to your kids, your grandkids. It is that important. That's what tax reform is all about. And it's He'll land at 2:40 this afternoon. The speech will be at 3:05 at the Endeavor Refinery. Todd has the exact motorcade route, and if you bribe him with T-shirts and hats, he probably will tell you. No, we've just sort of figured this out on our own.
Where are you going with this?
Nothing official, but it's pretty obvious how the president's going to get from the airport
to the
refinery. So if it's me, I get to the airport. That's your best chance to see Air Force One land, see him get off, give a little wave, and then obviously he'll take off. Then I'd go out to the refinery, and I'd be somewhere close to the refinery where you'll see a lot of police presence and be able to see him leave there about an hour later. So simple as that. I would encourage people that really want to, you know, soak in a little history to do a little bit of that today. So I'm at Mandan Avenue and I-94. Making my way to the K-Fire studios to continue this conversation on What's On Your Mind. More after the break. Call us at 800-228-0550.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, I'm Peter Stengem, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Expressway. What I'm doing actually is scouting potential routes for the president to come from Air Force One to the Endeavor Refinery. And I have found several options, but I am guessing. I'm going to say this is a guess. Airport, 9th Street, Bismarck Expressway, 94 off at the Red Trail Road there and off to the refinery. That'd be my guess. What's going to be more interesting to see how the president actually gets to the actual site, because he is way into the refinery where this actual event is taking place. So, anyway, it's rather interesting. Beautiful day in more ways than one for the great state of North Dakota. I'm Scott Hennen with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. It's one of the reasons the president's here today, North Dakota Energy. And you have a power plant, coal-fired power plant. You have the Tesoro refinery all within eyeshot of the president as he's up on the podium today. That's why he's doing it. And affordable, reliable energy is what the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is all about. Certainly this president's been a big reason that industry has some wind at their back, turn back some of the regulations and the war on coal that's been ongoing. So find out more how you can join this effort and maintain affordable, reliable energy. Find out more about the jobs. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Dan is traveling on the road as a question or comment for us. Whatever's on your mind today, rest of the hour is yours at 800-228-0550. Hello, Dan. What's on your mind?
Yes. Good morning, Scott. Say, hopefully I make this understandable. I'm an Army vet, and I just talked to Veterans Affairs about North Dakota Vets ID cards, and he indicated to me that the government approved it 2 years ago, but the Veterans Affairs Office have not yet received money for that benefit for North Dakota Vets. And the reason why I brought it up, because I was in the merchant's Lowe's, for instance, to buy some product, and they would not give discount saying that I'm a vet without the proper ID card.
And you're waiting for your proper ID card is what you're saying.
Well, the thing is, the Veterans Affairs has not been given the money that they've been approved for over 2 years already, and they said that's why they're not making them.
Well, I'm sitting next to one of my favorite veterans, Purple Heart recipient, Iraq War vet Rusty Ort. Rusty is my road warrior when we do live broadcasts, and Rusty was along today, and he, as you were talking, just pulled out the card he's talking about, right, Rusty?
Are you talking about the white VA card?
No, I have it on my driver's license, but you have some merchants that will not honor that. Most states also have a veteran's ID card, which North Dakota has been approved of. They just haven't got the money to do it that they were promised.
Did you retire, and did you retire with a DD form?
Oh, yes. I have my DD-214. I also have on my driver's license in the letter B, but not all merchants will accept that.
Oh, so you're talking about a North Dakota-specific card? Is that what you're saying?
Right. North Dakota ID veterans card. A lot of other states have those along with the driver's license, which is required, you know, to prove that you're a vet.
Yeah.
Go through your... If you're in Fargo, I would go through your Veteran Service Officer, your VSO, in order to find that out.
I did do that.
What'd they tell you?
I just got off the phone with them not more than 15 minutes ago, and I told them I was going to call your office or the Scott's office today. And he said, well, mention it to him so he can pass it on to Kramer or Heitkamp or Holden or someone.
You mean so they told you at the office that, hey, we want them too.
Yes, they're just waiting for the money they've been promised for 2 years to do this for North Dakota.
Got it. All right. Dan, I'm going to have you just hang on if you don't mind a moment. And the man will get your telephone number. We will forward it on to Congressman Kramer's office. He's joining us, by the way, tomorrow with the Talk Radio Town Hall. He normally joins us on Wednesdays, but I mentioned earlier that the president called into the White House. And he hopped aboard Air Force One and is headed this way. So that was why he was not able to join us. So he had to be over there 9:40 last hour. So anyway, hang on, and we'll get that info and relay that to his office and see if we can get you an answer, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Telephone numbers. You want to text Todd, 701-226-8503. Leave me a text, Todd. Sort of like a bedtime story.
Tell me it's story time. Everybody.
Story time with Todd. And he normally, you know, takes your text, put them right in a little computer program that I can look at whenever I'm at. But I'm driving right now.
No texting and driving. No electronic distracted driving there. Nothing like that. Our hearts go out to this person who wrote in, "You and Scott are the best. Love this talk show. You lift me up always, especially after I lost my mom last evening." So our hearts
go
out to you. I know.
My pal Rusty Ortum sitting next to you just lost his father-in-law. We were talking about that on the way out. Of course, I lost my mom in April. It just is, it never is an easy thing. And you obviously know it's coming at some point, right? We all are going to die. You know, all the memories that flood by and all the things that, and I think I appreciate the text, first of all, and the kind comments about Todd and I in the program, but we really see what's on your mind as a conversation among friends, right? You're like family to all of us. So friends and family have good times and they have bad times. They have really exciting things that happen in their life and they have really hard things that happen in their life. And hopefully by having the support of, you know, other folks, like-minded folks, it's a little easier to get through. So,
got a few calls waiting. Jack in Moorhead, what is on your mind, Jack? Oh, hang on,
I thought Jack was awfully quiet.
Well, I know. Well, we don't have Jack on. There we go. Now we got Jack on. Hey, Jack, what's on your mind?
Good morning.
Good morning.
One of the things, Scott, that really irritates me is how stupid the public is. And what I mean by that is I'm in Minnesota, and if you remember back about the election of Al Franken, we elect some of the dumbest people to political office that as a kid when I was growing up and I was coached very well from my father was that people that run for political office are astute. They are educated. They have knowledge, common sense, logical thinking people. Today, if you look at our Congress and you look at the people we elect from Maxine Waters all the way to Al Franken, I don't blame politicians. I blame stupid people in each state, because you people elect the dumbest people I've ever seen in my lifetime. And that's what irritates me to no end, is we are just generally stupid when it comes to electing officials. The other thing
Hang on, hold that thought, Jack. I want to talk about that, and then it sounds like you have something else to add. We'll do it after the break. How about that? Don't go anywhere. What's on your mind?
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Why did Energy Transfer Partners sue Greenpeace, Earth Justice, and other groups over the Dakota Access Pipeline protest? We asked that question of Kelsey Warren, the chairman of Energy Transfer Partners.
This lawsuit is an investment in our future. We've got to send a message. You can't do this. Let's go back and look at what this really was. What it really was a big money raise. It was a big con job to spread false lies to go get sympathizers to contribute money, thinking they're helping some kind of green cause. And it was nothing more than a big scam to raise money. And they raised a lot of money. And what your state took on is unprecedented, and the way you guys handled it is unprecedented. I've never seen anything more impressive than this law enforcement reaction to these bad actors that were in your state. And we feel like it's our duty to now say, wait a minute, this is not over. You think it's over, you've moved to the next pipeline project, but it's not over. You may not be defeated by us, but you're going to have fits trying not to be.
Kelsey Warren on the recently filed lawsuit and another edition of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
Just another day in the visit of a president. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on when a president. Welcome to modern radio. You can start in one county and go into another right through the show.
So, just a quick run through on why this was all necessary. They would not let any of the media in to the site where the president will be, Endeavor Refinery, until 8:30. As you know, we started 9:06 every morning.
Right.
So we had to literally load a bunch of equipment into a bus. They drive a bus into the middle of the refinery where the setup is, and then you get up. So I literally got set up 5 minutes before we were ready to go. Everything worked, okay? Then do the 9 o'clock hour, and then at 10 they say, you need to leave because we have to bring in the dogs and do the big sweep to make sure there's no bad things in here. So back in
so
the bus.
So it's not possible you can bring the bad things back with you this afternoon.
Oh, my gosh.
Why not leave you there so the dogs can check you?
But you know what? It's all worth it because the President of the United States is coming today, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
Donald J. Trump will land at Bismarck Airport at 2:40 this afternoon. Someone the entire world watches his every movement every day. He is coming here to talk about tax reform. So I'm not going to complain.
North Dakota is the backdrop of something that I don't care which side of the aisle you're on, there's nobody saying, oh, no, taxes are just fine, leave it alone. Nobody's saying that.
No, it's incredible. It's a great day. So
we're the focal point.
We're a big part of it. You're exactly right. Back to my conversation with Jack here in a moment. We're brought to you by PetroServe USA. Did you know they give away $50,000 in PetroServe USA cards? And every week they draw new winners, and then they start a whole new drawing. So if you haven't been there lately, get in there, get registered. PetroServe USA, customer-owned, people just like you, good folks, superb customer service, clean, bright stores, great deals. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, so, Jack, let me just take exception with this one thing. I hear what you're saying, and you wonder how could people elect, Al Franken, for instance. I grew up in Minnesota. I have a great reverence for the state, but sadly the state has become basically controlled by a blue blob in the Twin Cities, in the metropolitan area. The Republican Party is inept because they ignore where they actually have members that think like them in western Minnesota because they think everything revolves around the Twin Cities and the media market. So politically, the state's lost. It's absolutely lost. Now, I think what happens is you just got a group of people who just, if Al Franken is there, they'll vote for Al Franken because D is next to his name. If, Ham Sandwich is there with a D next to its name, they're going to vote for the Ham Sandwich. It doesn't matter because they're just robots. They vote only for the party that, and to be fair, there are Republican places like this as well because of how these districts have been engineered. So many members of Congress have a quote-unquote safe seat. I think that's what's wrong with our politics right now.
But why is the minority ruling the majority? And the other thing, well, Peterson, Colin Peterson is a good example. Did he not run on term limits when he first ran for office? And he's still there. He can't get the ag bill passed. He can't get anything going, yet he plays both sides of the fence. And I don't understand why people keep putting if you can't get the job done in a company, you're replaced.
No, and I'm with you. I wish every voter would sit down and say, okay, here's the Democrat, here's the Republican, here's their record, here's what they say, here's what they did, how am I going to vote? It doesn't happen.
No.
Sadly, it does not happen. And Colin Peterson's a good example of that, because Colin is more conservative than most Democrats, so that has given him some ability to maneuver the political minefields in Minnesota. There again, though, Republican Party, completely inept. Inept. In Minnesota. Absolutely worthless. I mean, they just, because all they do there is go, oh, all they care about is the cocktail parties and the Twin Cities, and they forget where you can actually win things, Senate seat. Pete Hegseth could be in the U.S. Senate right now instead of Al Franken.
Well,
wouldn't that be great?
It bothers me when people make decisions with feelings, and that's what happens when you're in Minnesota. Now, I'm gonna push forward a little bit. One last thing. I am a retired Marine. Okay, I shouldn't say retired.
Semper Fi. Once a leatherneck, always a leatherneck.
That's right. I got my DD-214 and I got my medical card. What's amazing to me is the change in the Veterans Administration. In that, if I want to use the MEPS office or anything like that at the airport in Minneapolis, the servicemen's lounge, since I'm not a retired military person, I'm off limits. Can't walk in the door. Even though I serve my country honorably discharged, I can't use any benefits to military people because I'm not retired military. So if I went in for 4 years or 8 years or 10 years and I got honorably discharged, there are no benefits for me. And if anybody says they are, I don't care who they are, they're lying to you, because I many times get laid over at different airports and want to go to the servicemen center, and I can't. Why? I'm not either active military or retired. So when I sign the contract with the government, and those benefits were awarded to me, if I was discharged honorably, and I am, when did the rules change on that? So the guy that called you about the card is spot on. The problem isn't so much the card as it is all these benefits that are available to me aren't available to me. Why? Because I'm not retired.
Yeah, interesting. Appreciate that call, Jack. Best of luck.
Thank
call
you.
Again. Yes, thank you. Jack in Moorhead. Appreciate you listening today. Enjoy the conversation. Karen in Coal Harbor. Let's go to Karen. You're next.
Yes.
What's on your mind?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Scott, I'm calling about the gentleman who called about the VA card, and he's spot on, because we had a similar experience. My husband lost his wallet, and we tried to get his veterans card replaced, and we went through Fargo and through his officer, and for about a year, I would call every couple of months to see the status, and I had story after story about they didn't have the funding, their machine broke, they couldn't make the cards anymore, they were waiting for an update to software. It went on and on and on, and finally I just quit calling because my husband's wallet was found and returned, and about a year to a year and a half out later, in the mail, we got a card, a new card. So then we had two. But there was something about funding, about the machine not working. So I know what the veterans are going through to try and get their ID cards.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. And Congressman Kramer is joining us tomorrow for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Dan brought that up. Related to the funding issue, Jack said the problem with retirees only getting the help, and then your comments too on the card and confirming that. I'm going to put those all together for Congressman Kramer tomorrow. Okay, so join us then, Karen.
Awesome.
Appreciate.
Thank you.
Yep. Listen, if you're a vet or a family member of a vet, and you're getting any headache, bureaucracy, red tape, you call this program. Okay, we'll get on it. And Congressman Kramer has been all over these whenever we've done them. We've helped a lot of people fix problems. And it's what drives me every day to get behind this microphone. It's so fun to do. So don't be shy. Let us know if you're having an issue. Texter sends a note to Todd saying, hey, it's Russ from Dickinson. I just got a text saying they brought 3 busloads of protesters in to stir up trouble. I don't know how they know that. We do know that there was this Resist North Dakota, I guess, announcement that they had planned on
North Dakota resisting Trump.
Right, and they were planning two events, one on the expressway and one out at the refinery. I don't know how big a group that is, but you know, look, I'm sure with President travels, they're going to send in the protesters. We know that. They do that well.
Well, and we might be just a little, pardon any pun, gun-shy, because we just had a lot of protesters that got violent. So
exactly.
In this day and age, you know, 2 years ago, if somebody's protesting, nobody's really reacting to it. But now when we hear protests, we think the worst all of a sudden.
If you see something, say something, let us know. Larry in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Larry.
Yo.
Hey, Larry.
Yep, I want to comment on Heidi Heitkamp, you know, going across the nation doing fundraising. Apparently she didn't learn from Hillary Clinton that it's not money that wins the vote. It's having the right message, and she clearly does not have the right message with how she votes for North Dakota.
Yeah, I hear you. That's sort of the game, though, but Donald Trump proved that all, right? I mean, Donald Trump had less money than anybody of his Republican opponents for the most part. And had less money than Hillary Clinton, anyone. So I hear you. I think that's a pressure deal, right? So the Chuck Schumer and the senatorial committee says, go raise money. And as long as she shows up, as I understand how this works, you just show up, then you get the money. You come to their little, you know, kiss the ring, cocktail party stuff, and they write you checks. Right. You know, she got to do that to look as though she's engaged in and into it. If she's not raising money, saying, hey, North Dakota, I don't need to raise the money. I just, you know, then people would quickly dismiss her. So that's why she's doing it. But I couldn't agree with you anymore. I think you're exactly right. Do you think her coming out with a president helps her in some way politically?
I don't think it helps her politically unless she actually starts voting along with what the president is trying to achieve.
Yeah, in other words, she'd have to talk the talk. She can't just kind of come along for the photo op. She's going to actually you know, break from her party significantly, repeatedly, before we're going to buy this, right?
That's absolutely right. And while we're talking about Chuck Schumer, I'm not an artist or anything like that, but if there's somebody out there listening, I'd love to see you create a cartoon of Heidi Heitkamp as a puppet and Chuck Schumer controlling the puppet. See if you can get that printed in the Bismarck Tribune.
I'm not a cartoon kind of guy, but somebody probably is listening to this and will go to work on it. I appreciate the call, Larry. Thank you. Let's go to West Fargo. And Tom, what's on your mind? You're next. 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, Scott. Just real quick here. This is a proof the two hurricanes proof we more responders in the upper Midwest. And I don't know if anybody can talk to them, but isn't it that one of the cabinet members is coming, Director of Energy, Perry, is coming. I mean, this is all to do with taxes, but boy, this is real proof that we need more and bigger refineries up here in the Midwest. If Irma come in as they're saying it's going to, we're going to be back up to, over $3 a gallon, I'm guessing, for gas.
Yeah, I mean, I still think it's a challenge to have refineries far removed from population centers. Now, obviously, we have one here, and, you know, I think that's a great thing, but I don't think you're going to move them off the Gulf Coast. Obviously, this happens, but it's rare. It doesn't happen a lot, you know, so I don't know that you've got the argument you think you do there. I think, you know, to the extent we can do more of the things that they do along the Gulf Coast, the plastic stuff and things closer, as that pencils out, that makes sense. That refinery game is a tough one. It's not an easy business. You don't build them easy. But I like the way you think. I mean, I want more of everything here, right? Why wouldn't we? More of everything. Bring it on, right? So
okay.
you might get one more, two more. I don't know if much more than that. Last segment coming up to tell me what's on your mind or any message for the president. Lay it on us after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Skylar Dutton discussing why employers should be concerned about the effects the drug epidemic could have on their workplace.
People don't just use recreationally on the weekends to have a good time. An addiction is an addiction, and they need that all the time. So once somebody gets to that point where it is a priority in their life to have this in their system, they've got to have it whether they're at work or not. Just knowing that it's in the workplace is scary enough. Then you start thinking about the types of jobs that people are doing, you know, working heavy machinery or in safety-sensitive functions. They can have drastic effects as far as workplace incidents go.
Prepare your employees to identify signs of drug use by enrolling them in the NDSC's Reasonable Suspicion for Supervisors course. Learn more at www.ndsc.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, Daniel Bregman, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options, organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
On What's On Your Mind. Love, love, love our callers. We like to celebrate them. And every once in a while, when we get a call, we say, hey, that's such a good call. I want to hear it all over again. And we're able to do that with the help of our friends at Delta Constructors. One call does it all to Delta. So if you're in the oil business, I tell you what, these guys do it all. Turnkey well site solutions, everything. And a great reputation, fabulous to work for. Check them out at deltaconstructors.net. Call them before you call anybody else. Eric is waiting for your call right now. In fact, it's 406-250-8151. Here's the Delta call of the day.
My screen is scrolling itself.
Does it sound like the call of the day? It sounded like you going, yeah.
Well, you know, there are some of those calls do sound like that. You have to admit, Scott.
This was about North Korea. That's kind of what I think.
Every once in a while, we get a call that does sort of...
Yeah.
Why is my screen jumping?
I can't answer the question. Would you like me to go talk to some callers while you...
You do that.
Figure it out.
Because my screen is jumping all by itself. I'm not doing a thing.
Just rip through some text here quick. New York City, what's the latest? Here, I have a website for you to check it out. New York City, what's the latest? We're going. Are you coming? November 27th, that's a Monday,
we leave. Bismarck and Fargo departures, your choice. We come back on Saturday, December 2nd. We're doing it all, from the lighting of the Christmas tree to Fox and Friends to two Broadway shows and the Rockettes and, I'm telling you, incredible Trump Tower for dinner and Cat's Deli. Oh, it's just fabulous.
Get the call.
Call along, 952-898-3478. Ask for Jason. These are filling up, so call him quick. 952-898-3478 or online at grouptravelplanners.com. You can sign up online at grouptravelplanners.com. Here is the Delta call of the day. Ralph in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Talking over with South Korea, if the South Korean military, if they can handle the ground war, if they're willing to sustain casualties, they handle the ground war, the United States will assist with the air war. But they handle the ground war, when North Korea is defeated, the South Korean government administers the government in North Korea until full civil control is achieved. Well, the United States will help with the air war for strategic targets, maybe some tactical targets. That's it. The South Korean army handles the ground war.
How's that for a tactician of military prowess right there? We have big problems in this world right now. North Korea is one of them, and I love our callers. Here's the problem. I'll give you a solution. I loved it. Fabulous. Thank you so much. Let's go to Wadena, Minnesota, and Scott is on line four. Todd, can you punch up Scott there in Wadena? Hey, Scott, what's on your mind?
Well, I just had a couple comments. One was, after Roosevelt had such a long term in president, they deemed that position was too powerful to have somebody in there for any amount of time, so they have term limits. Again, with the FBI director after Hoover, the same thing. I believe that congressmen and senators are in that same boat, and term limits should be applied. I mean, civil service is just that. It's not a career. It's serving the people.
Yeah, I think it's part of the fix. I do. Now, I get the argument. Congressman Kevin Cramer, if he was here, he'd say, every 2 years I put my name on the ballot as a member of the House, and you can decide whether or not you term limit me or not, right? But the power of the incumbency means that incumbent does have an advantage, and I think that's part of the reason we have the problem. Tom Campbell, farmer from Grafton, who's now running for the Republican nomination for Senate, have you heard him talk about? He's for term limits. So not a lot of people that are running for office are, but I think the more that do, this may ultimately come to be. And it's an interesting point on the analogy with the president and how it was
and
changed
the other
there.
Thing is, you know, Obama had no problem, you know, circumventing the Congress and violating the Constitution for this DACA that everybody thinks is a law, which it really isn't. It's a legal action. But on the same hand, why would not Trump be able to impose term limits with an executive action, since it was okay for their side to do it on something they wanted?
Interesting. Yeah. I don't think that'll happen anytime soon, especially when we're arguing about Obama doing the same thing on the Dreamers. Appreciate it, Scott. Thank you. Phoebe is on the road. Phoebe, what's on your mind today?
Hello?
Hi, Phoebe. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, I'm gonna be going to Trump to see my president today, and I'm so excited. Today I got absent for school so I could go see him. And I just wanted to say that to all those adults, I think it's kind of sad that I'm 11 and, their vote affects my future.
You bet it does. See, so you're telling me you're 11 years old?
Yeah.
And you got permission to be out of school today to go see the president.
Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited.
Where do you live?
I'm going to give him... Huh?
Where do you live?
Well, I'm in Minot.
Oh, cool. So you're driving down from Minot, going to be there today when he's there, and you got a ticket for the event?
Yep.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do you know how lucky you are?
Yes.
And you're right. What the president is talking about today in tax reform is about you, Phoebe, and your future husband, and your kids and your grandkids, and ultimately standing up the greatest country in the face of the earth in its economic pillars so we can be strong for generations. So I'm glad you're going. It's important. All right?
Amazing.
Yeah. You have fun, Phoebe, okay?
Yeah, I'm almost there.
All right, good. Well, call us tomorrow. Phoebe still wants to talk, but we don't have any more show left. Phoebe, call us tomorrow and tell us what you think of the big event.
Live coverage.
We'll have live coverage right here, so don't touch that dial. 2:40, the president lands, 3 o'clock, he speaks. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.